The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In the UK, ministers are contemplating tougher restrictions for e-scooter owners. Proposed regulations could include license plates for riders, a requirement to pass a rider training test, like a driving test, I suppose, and even mandatory insurance. Could Ireland then follow suit? Well, joining us to talk about this, Enda Brady, international news anchor at TRT World, and Ger Herbert, motoring editor for the Sunday Independent. We'll go to you, Enda Brady, first of all, to tell us the status of this proposal.
Good morning, Pat. Well, look, it's very, very early stages. It's just being reported today here, but it's clear the UK government is following up on the concerns of the public here and the police as well. One stunning statistic to give you, in the last 3 years in the UK, 20,000 crimes have been linked to these e-scooters. The UK has seen everything from mobile phone snatches to drug dealing with them. And in some cases, there has even been one instance of a drive-by shooting linked to a guy on an e-scooter. So that's what they're dealing with. Currently, it is the Wild West out there. There is no legislation whatsoever. And now the UK government is acting because I think people in towns and cities across the UK have simply had enough.
So there's going to be a consultation and then presumably legislation. Has there been any backlash at all from those who use e-scooters quite legitimately, use them to get from A to B very conveniently?
No, not really. The only legal way to use an e-scooter in the UK is to use one of the big branded name bikes that you see in central London, the e-scooters, where you pay a fee, you pay for a certain amount of time, and they are regulated and the vehicle itself has been modified so it cannot exceed 20 kilometres an hour or 12 and a half miles. Police have seized some of these things that have been modified so that they can scoot up to 70 miles per hour. I mean, faster than some cars. And we're seeing an epidemic of crime, particularly around the west end of central London. Mobile phone snatches, and people literally don't have a second to react. The phone is gone and these guys wearing balaclavas have scooted off at extraordinary speed. So we'll wait and see. It's the beginning of a legislative process. It is going to take some time. I wouldn't expect any movement on this before 2027. Mm.
They're talking about a million e-scooters on the roads of Britain at the moment, which is a hell of a lot of potential for harm, and indeed potential for good for people who use it to maybe the last mile of their commute or whatever.
Yeah, if they're used correctly, people don't have a problem with them. But anyone who has been in London recently will tell you the city has gone to the dogs. You walk around and these are people who are not scooting in the cycle lanes. They're on the pavements, on, off, going at great speed. And a lot of the time, you know, when you look up and see who's on these e-scooters, these are guys wearing balaclavas, they're wearing hoodies. You can't identify their faces, and there's a reason they're doing that. So good luck with getting these people to wear and carry insurance and have plates displayed that the police can somehow track them down, because it really is a wild west out there.
And of course, it's not active travel, because you don't have to put any physical effort into riding an e-scooter at all.
No, absolutely zero.
Well, we'll see where that goes. Thanks very much to Enda Brady, international news anchor at TRT World. Ger Herbert listening to this. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Can you see it happening here? Because one text said straight away, we can't even enforce the e-scooter ban on trains in this country, never mind doing anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting what Enda said. And I think one of the points he did make, it sounds like this is a serious crime issue in the UK as opposed to an e-scooter issue. And I mean, identification is not the problem in London. It seems to be enforcement. So, you know, these guys who are, you know, stealing phones or whatever, they're not going to go out and get insurance. They're not going to sit a driving test. They're not going to put plates or have, you know, legit plates on their e-scooters. So it's not going to deal with that. I mean, look, I think one of the things about, you know, license plates and insurance, definitely it would increase accountability. It'd be easier to identify people. It would probably enhance public safety, and it would, you know, go somewhat to I suppose, you know, preventing crime. But it's very much a sledgehammer response, really, because
is that if you see people on e-scooters and you've got the right to stop them and check for their insurance or whatever, you'd presumably have a database that would allow you to link the rider with whether they'd passed the training test and whatever the registration plate was, the police would have the right to stop and do that. Currently, there's nothing they can do.
Well, currently the police do have the right to seize an e-scooter if it doesn't comply with the regulations. There are very strict technical regulations around e-scooters. There's strict usage regulations. So, I mean, most of the issues that occur on the roads is conflicts with pedestrians or improper parking or stuff like that. These are all things that are regulated currently for at the moment. You know, so that's what the problem is. And I think the money that would be spent on reclassifying e-scooters, and that's what you'd have to do, because you'd have to move them closer to other motor vehicles rather than the personal transport framework that we have at the moment that aligns them with bikes. That money could be spent, you know, increasing enforcement, infrastructure, if we separated e-scooters from pedestrians who wouldn't have those issues. So I think, Pat, I can understand the problems, but I think the solutions are there. I don't think it requires more legislation.
Yeah, the problem is, I suppose, that they are potentially quite dangerous things, I mean, to the rider and also to a pedestrian who's whacked by one. And the question then is, if they're not covered by insurance, who pays if they do damage to, say, a car, a pedestrian, a woman with a buggy pushing it along, or whatever it might be? They do damage and then they're gone like the wind. Nobody pays.
No, absolutely. But again, you know, there's a weight issue. The weight was set to ensure that they wouldn't cause, they'd cause a minimum amount of damage in the event of a collision. You know, they're also not supposed to go a certain speed. They're not also supposed to be on pavements. They're supposed to be in cycle lanes or on the road. So, I mean, as I said, these things are dealt with. They just need enforcement. That's what the issue is. I'm not sure that, you know, that insurance or license plates is actually going to deal with that. I think it's just going to put in an administrative burden and cost more money that isn't necessarily going to yield much in the way of results.
Ger Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, thank you very much. Now, some of the texts coming in. I was in Clondalkin yesterday doing 60 kilometres an hour on a 60 kilometre an hour road, and an e-scooter overtook me on my inside like I was stopped. Frightened the life out of me. That's from Willie. The Green Party, when in government, had the chance to bring in strict rules and never bothered their Barney. Why? Because it would have meant long hours and hard work, not in the Green agenda. That's from Paul in Dublin. There's no doubt that these electric scooters should have a registration identification plate and a license plate. I regularly see these scooters breaking the speed limit, never mind the speed permitted for them. They break the law, and in particular at traffic lights. Some of these people go faster than a motorcycle in the city centre and without a helmet and without any safety clothes. Something really needs to be done to bring electric scooters into line with proper law. That's from Rob. And responsible behaviour, I suppose.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.